All right, Marty, San Diego, off the start, you're onto the concrete, and then you're pretty much like mid-pack from there. A good race, though, I think, to come up from where you were.
Yeah, I actually got a good jump, and I thought I was coming in good. Brayton, he came in way too hot and kind of bumped me, went off. I got lucky because I hit the tough block, but I felt like I didn't have the intensity. I needed a little more. It took me a while to figure it out, jumping the whoops. I was getting a little sketchy. I was losing some time. I cut up to Hill, and I should have stuck to him and, you know, Plessinger. Gosh, man, I did not sign up to not get in the top 10, and that's all I want. I need to get in the top 10, and just kind of bummed out. We made a huge progress, which is I didn't crash in the main event.
Okay, yeah.
So that's a huge positive for me. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I think starts were better. I rode good today. I feel like I need a little more intensity. Believe a little more in my fitness also. But the track was tough, you know, and I think jumping was definitely the way to go, and just more consistent.
Yeah, it was one of those things where, as a racer, I mean, those whoops are massive. I would never want to race them, for one. But two, Coop did it great. You got to figure out when to start stop blitzing and start jumping, and that's the key, right?
Yeah, that's the key. I mean, and once you figure it out and you do three jumps, I mean, you're more consistent, you're more stable, you're more confident, and honestly, the energy is, you know, 20% less. That, you know, you're not fighting the bike, you're not worrying about trying to get, you know, kicked over and this and that. So, you know, it took me till lap 17 to do it. I did the last
that long, yeah.
Yeah, that long. I was skimming him, I was fighting, and then, you know, Dino was right behind me the whole main event pretty much, and then Osborne was really riding well. He was moving, so I don't know what place I got, but
12th.
Got 12th, yeah. So yeah, need a little more, so we'll see.
When the whoops were big and fresh, you were fast, qualified well, you're feeling good in them.
Yeah, I like big whoops, but you know, I tell you know, Brian, my trainer at MTF, I don't know how to jump whoops. You know, I'm confident about skimming the whoops, and that's the only thing I know, you know. And when you start jumping, you're like, should I go three, should I go two, should I go four?
Yeah.
And you know, in the 250, I've had you know, troubles, you know, like jumping them, I've come up short going over the bar, so I don't really enjoy jumping them. But man, when you're doing 25 laps and this track is so destroyed, I think I think me as a racer, I gotta be a little smarter and pick these things up.
That quad out rhythm just didn't end up being the fast one, huh?
No, I did it in a press day, but I think the other line, the 2-3-3, was more raceable, you know, and the quad, it was fun. I think it might have been, you know, just 1/10 faster, but, you know, when you're doing 25 laps, I think you stick to something that you're going to be able to do over and over again. So, you know, the quad is fun. It's good for everybody. Maybe a fast lap, but yeah, I knew that the outside was going to be the line.
Yeah, you jump the quad, then you go inside on the finish, all that stuff that you do to get a fast lap time, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, when you're doing the quad, you're coming into the corner so fast, and, you know, it's getting rougher. It's hard to, you know, break. So you just got to stick to whatever's safer.
Speaking of fireworks, press day, you created some fireworks for the internet people.
Well, I didn't create it. You know, it all started a few weeks back, and, you know, I've never been known for an aggressive rider, you know, and I just kind of, it's my rookie season, you know, I'm learning and I just want to have fun. I'm not going for the championship. You know, I got nothing to do with them guys, but, you know, Barsha just, you know, he just thinks he can do whatever he wants with whoever he wants. So it don't roll like that with me. You know, like, I'm 33, dude. I've been around this, you know, this sport for a while, and I'm not gonna take shit from anybody. So, you know, if you're gonna play dirty with me, I'm gonna come back, and, you know, I'll come out, you know, after the race and beat you up, you know, like, I don't use, you know, the motorcycle to hurt you, because it's dangerous, you know. If you got a problem with me, just come and find me.
Right. So it happened a couple of weeks ago is where the genesis of it started.
It all started in practice, man. I was doing my fast lap, and he happened to come up, he gained on me, and, you know, went through the finish line and just threw the bike at me and revved the bike and hit me and threw the mechanics area. And I'm like, dude, it's practice, man. Like, what is your deal? You know? And I mean, you see it in the main event with Tomac. I mean, it's with every rider. So, it is what it is. I told them, don't get close to me, because you get close to me and you go out your way to hit me, you're going to be punished.
Well, I'm already getting close to the top tens. I think it's coming soon. I think tonight was a good ride. So maybe people won't notice it because there was a great race up front. But I think it was a good ride by you. You got to be happy.
Yeah, I'm happy. Yeah. I think a little more effort out of me. I'm happy to go to the East Coast. I'll be a little more rested. Sure. This flying back and forth has been killing me. And I'm happy to be healthy and take the positives, go home, and let's get going on this East Coast.
Thank you.
Thank you.